Introduction to Personality Disorder by Dr. Balan. What is a personality? Personality refers to the unique set of emotional, cognitive, and behavioral patterns that define how an individual perceives, relates to, and interacts with the world. It encompasses traits such as emotional reactivity, interpersonal style, impulse control, and thought patterns. These characteristics are shaped by a combination of genetic, environmental, and developmental factors and remain relatively stable over time. A healthy personality allows a person to function effectively in daily life, form meaningful relationships, and adapt to changing circumstances. What is a personality disorder? Personality disorders, PD, on the other hand, are enduring patterns of inner experience and behavior that deviate markedly from cultural expectations. These patterns are inflexible and pervasive, leading to significant distress or impairment in social, occupational, or other areas of functioning. Unlike short-term emotional reactions or situational stress, personality disorders are chronic and typically begin by adolescence or early adulthood. Unlike mood or anxiety disorders, which often come in episodes, personality disorders are chronic and pervasive. These patterns typically emerge in adolescence or early adulthood and tend to remain stable over time. Core features of personality disorders. Personality disorders share several core features. Enduring and inflexible traits. These traits remain consistent across time and situations, and the individual finds it difficult to adapt or change their behavior, even when it causes problems. Distress or impairment. These patterns lead to significant distress for the individual or those around them and interfere with social, occupational, or interpersonal functioning. Onset in early life. Symptoms typically appear in late adolescence or early adulthood and persist throughout life. Cultural deviance. The behaviors and internal experiences are markedly different from societal or cultural expectations. Categories of personality disorders. According to the DSM-5, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, personality disorders are grouped into three clusters based on shared features. Cluster A, odd or eccentric, paranoid, schizoid, schizotypal. Cluster B, dramatic, emotional or erratic, antisocial, borderline, histrionic, narcissistic. Cluster C, anxious or fearful. Avoidant, dependent, obsessive, compulsive. Understanding personality disorders through case examples. To better understand the concept of personality disorders, consider the following case illustrations. These examples do not represent diagnostic assessments, but rather serve as educational tools to illustrate key traits. Case 1. Borderline personality disorder, Cluster B. Rina, a 24-year-old woman, presents with intense and unstable relationships. She idolizes her friends and romantic partners one day and accuses them of betrayal the next. She fears abandonment and reacts strongly to real or perceived rejection, including self-harm or impulsive decisions like quitting her job. Rina reports feeling empty inside and has a fragile sense of identity. She often changes her appearance, beliefs, and life goals. Her emotions are intense and difficult to regulate. Despite being intelligent and insightful, her relationships and career are unstable due to her erratic behavior. Key features illustrated: fear of abandonment, emotional instability, impulsivity, identity disturbance. Case 2. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder, Cluster C. Ajay, a 39-year-old accountant, is known for being extremely meticulous. He spends hours organizing files and insists that tasks be done his way. At work, his perfectionism often delays project completion because he is unwilling to delegate or tolerate mistakes. Ajay's rigidity extends to his personal life. He follows strict routines, has difficulty relaxing, and becomes anxious when plans change. While he is dependable and responsible, his relationships suffer due to his controlling behavior and emotional detachment, preoccupation with orderliness, reluctance to delegate. Case 3. Paranoid personality disorder, Cluster A. Mr. Saleh, a 52-year-old man, tends to avoid socializing with his neighbors and colleagues. He frequently suspects others of talking behind his back, spying on him, or plotting to harm him. He reads hidden insults into benign comments and is quick to retaliate. Despite having no evidence, Mr. Saleh believes his wife is unfaithful and demands constant proof of her whereabouts. He does not trust healthcare providers, believing they are part of a conspiracy against him. Pervasive distrust, suspicion, hypersensitivity to threats, jealousy. Case 4, avoidant personality disorder, cluster C. Sarah, a 28-year-old graphic designer, often avoids team meetings and rarely shares her ideas, despite her supervisor's encouragement to participate. She fears being judged or criticized and often believes she's not good enough. Although she yearns for close relationships, she tends to avoid social interactions unless she is certain she will be accepted. Sarah turns down invitations and remains isolated despite feeling lonely. Social inhibition, feelings of inadequacy, hypersensitivity to criticism, avoidance of social interaction. Case 5, narcissistic personality disorder, cluster B. Omar, a 35-year-old entrepreneur, considers himself exceptional and frequently boasts about his accomplishments. He expects admiration and becomes angry when criticized or not given special treatment. He dismisses others' feelings and exploits relationships for personal gain. Omar finds it difficult to empathize with others. He believes most people are inferior and should be grateful for his attention. While he appears confident, he is vulnerable to rejection and criticism, which can trigger mood swings, grandiosity, need for admiration, lack of empathy, arrogance. Why? Early identification matters. Many individuals with personality disorders do not seek help unless they face a crisis, such as a relationship breakdown, job loss, or legal trouble. These individuals may not view their behavior as problematic, which complicates diagnosis and treatment. Early identification can prevent worsening interpersonal conflict and occupational failure, improve emotional regulation and self-awareness, provide coping skills to manage maladaptive patterns. Psychotherapy, especially approaches like dialectical behavior therapy, DBT for borderline personality disorder, or cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, has proven effective in many cases. Challenges in diagnosis and treatment. Diagnosing personality disorders can be complex because traits may overlap with other mental health conditions. Symptoms can fluctuate in intensity and visibility. Comorbid conditions like depression or anxiety may obscure the underlying personality patterns. Moreover, treatment requires long-term commitment, and progress is often slow and non-linear. Building trust with the therapist is essential, as is helping the individual recognize the impact of their behavior on themselves and others. Frequently asked questions, FAQs, about personality disorders. 1. What is the difference between a personality and a personality disorder? Personality refers to natural patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving that make each person unique. A personality disorder, however, involves rigid and unhealthy patterns that cause significant distress and interfere with daily functioning, relationships, and work. 2. At what age do personality disorders usually begin? Personality disorders typically emerge during late adolescence or early adulthood. However, early signs or traits may be noticeable during teenage years. 3. Can personality disorders be treated or managed? Yes. While personality disorders are long-term conditions, they can be effectively managed with psychotherapy. Approaches like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, help individuals develop healthier coping strategies and improve relationships. 4. Are personality disorders caused by upbringing alone? No. Personality disorders result from a combination of genetic, environmental, and developmental factors. Upbringing may influence traits, but it is not the sole cause. 5. Do people with personality disorders know they have a problem? Not always. many individuals may not recognize their behavior as problematic, which can make seeking help more challenging. Often they come to clinical attention during crises or relationship difficulties. 6. When should someone seek professional help? Help should be sought when patterns of thinking, behavior, or relationships consistently cause distress, conflict, or difficulty functioning in daily life. Early intervention can improve long-term outcomes. Conclusion. Personality disorders are not just difficult personalities or moral failings. They are deeply ingrained psychological conditions that affect the way individuals experience and interact with the world. Through structured therapy and compassionate support, many individuals with personality disorders can achieve greater insight, improved relationships, and enhanced quality of life. With early intervention and consistent care, change is possible, even in the most entrenched patterns of personality dysfunction. Further reading: Panic Disorder, Anxiety, Self-Help, Recognizing Depressive Disorder, Obsessive-Compulsive Disorder, OCD, How Does Psychotherapy Work, Physical Symptoms of Anxiety, Thyroid and Psychiatric Disorder, Psychological Symptoms of Anxiety.